Home Before Dark by Susan Wakes. Dedicated with all my love to Lori Ann Cross. Even if you weren't my sister, you'd still be my best friend. Part 1. Before. Our youth now love luxury. They have bad manners, contempt for authority. They show disrespect for elders and love to chatter in place of exercise. Children are now tyrants, not the servants of their households. They no longer rise when elders enter the room. They contradict their parents, chatter before company, gobble up their food, and tyrannize their teachers. Socrates, 399 BC. Chapter 1. That spike of panic a woman feels when the thought first hits her, "I'm pregnant," is like no other. 16 years after that moment, its echo haunted Jessie Ryder as she drove through the Texas heat, having traveled halfway around the world to see the daughter she'd never met. She could still remember the terror and wonder of knowing an invisible cluster of cells had changed her life forever in ways she could not imagine. 16 years and uncounted miles separated her from that day, but the distance was closing fast. Simon had tried to stop her. "It's madness, Jess. You can't just go dashing off to Texas." But Simon was wrong. And this wasn't the craziest thing she'd ever done. Not by a long shot. For the 100th time since flinging her belongings into a bag in an Auckland hotel room, Jessie wondered what else she could have done. There was no script for this, no instruction manual for putting the broken pieces of a life back together. There was only the homing instinct, the tendency of the wounded animal to seek safe haven. And then there was the unbearable urge, long buried but never quite forgotten, to see the child she had given away at birth to the only person on the planet she trusted, lose her sister.